请大家打开《使徒行传》第十三章。
Please turn your Bibles to Book of Acts, Chapter 13.
我们今天要跟大家思想的是《使徒行传》第十三章第一到第十二节。
Today we'll be looking at verse 1, verse 12 of Chapter 13.
这里是讲到宣教的开始。
This talks about the beginning of the Gentile church.
如果大家记得上个星期我们跟大家讲的题目是不能阻挡的神。
If you remember, last week we talked about the unstoppable God.
因为神是有主权、有能力的。
Because God is sovereign and He is mighty.
当他希律王把这个彼得抓起来，不要让他传讲耶稣基督的福音，但是神却把他释放了。
When Herod had imprisoned Peter so that the gospel would be thwarted, however, God in His power released Peter from prison.
所以我们跟大家思想了上一个星期第一点，就是神的旨意不能被阻止。
And so last week we talked about how the purpose of God cannot be thwarted.
那么后来呢？这个希律王把自己当作神，那么所有的人都称赞他是听到希律王的声音，就好像听到神的声音。那么神就惩罚他，让他被虫咬死。
And then we saw how Herod had robbed God of His glory, by thinking that he himself was God. He was judged immediately by God, and he ended up being eaten by worms.
那么我们看到圣经很清楚告诉我们，神的话语继续的被传开。
And then we see very clearly from Scripture also that the word of God continued to increase.
但是今天呢，我们要看到同样的一个道理呢，就是神的话语在传开的时候，遇到撒旦、遇到魔鬼的阻挡的时候，神照样按照他的主权的能力胜过了。
Similarly, today we are looking at how, in the spread of the gospel, there will be people who will stand in the way, people who will be used by Satan to thwart the gospel. However, God in His power will not let that happen.
所以今天我们要跟大家思想的就是这个宣教的开始。
So today we are talking about the beginning of missions.
特别是今天我们所讲到呢，是我们记得这个使徒行传第一章到第十二章呢，这前半部呢，就是在讲向犹太人传福音。
So especially when we see that the first part of Acts from chapters 1 to 12.Talks about the spread of the gospel to the Jews.
但是从十四章过后呢，我们是看到这个基督的福音呢是向外邦人传开。
And then from chapter 14 onwards, we see that the gospel was being spread to Gentiles.
那么在前半部呢是保罗这个彼得是主角，后半部是保罗是主角。
In the first half, we see that Peter is the main character. In the second half, we see that Paul is the main character.
让我们首先要今天要跟大家讲的就是看到这个宣教士呢，因着怎么样开始传耶稣基督的福音。
So let us first take a look at how the missionaries brought God's word to other people.
让我们来先看十三章第一到第六节。
Let us first look at chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 6.
在安提柯的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴、称呼尼杰的西面、高利、古利奈人、路求以及分封之王西律同养的马念，并扫罗。他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和保罗去做我招他们所做的工。于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。到了撒拉米，就在犹太人各会堂里传讲神的道，也有约翰做他们的帮手。经过全岛，知道帕弗，在那里遇见一个有法术假充先知的犹太人，名叫巴以书。
Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul.For the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar Jesus.
我们在这段圣经，在思想这段圣经之前呢，我们是稍微思想十一章、十二章在讲什么。
Before we jump into what this means, let us take a look at what chapters 11 and 12 mean.
记得吗？彼得在看到异象的时候呢，他就把福音传给外邦人。
If you remember, when Peter had seen the vision, he went and spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
那么啊，他们说可以向外，他们商量这个耶路撒冷商量之后，必须可以向外邦人传福音。
And when the church had discussed this at Jerusalem, they agreed that the gospel was indeed to the Gentiles.
保罗在外邦人当中传福音。
And Paul started to spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
后来当时候有人有先知预言，将时候要会遇到饥荒 ，great famine。
And then we had a prophet saying that there would be a great famine.
外邦人的教会就把钱就聚集了，然后把钱要保罗带到耶路撒冷去。
And the Gentile church collected alms and was and sent those things to the church in Jerusalem.
所以你看第十二章二十五节，他们做完这事情之后呢，就从耶路撒冷回来。
So you will see that in verse 25, that when they had completed their service, they returned.
那么回到安提阿教会不久呢，他们又再要出去做传道了。
And it was before long after having come back from or having gone back to the church in Antioch where they asked to go again.
那么这时候就是圣灵告诉他这些先知跟这个教士差派保罗跟巴拿巴出去做宣教的事工。第二节。
And this time it was the Holy Spirit's job to send out Barnabas andSimeon and the rest to do the work of the mission.
所以第三节我们看到，于是他们进食祷告，就按手在他们头上打发他们出去。
And so we see in verse 3 that after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off.
所以这个就是我们的第一点，这个宣教士的差派。
And so that is our first point today, missionaries' commission.
意思当我们按手在一个人身上，就是我们差派他出去。
In other words, when we lay our hands upon someone, it is to send them out.
那么他们出去的时候呢，他们去了哪里呢？
And when they went off, where did they go?
在这圣经，如果你读圣经的话，你会发现他们从西流基要到塞浦路斯，然后到萨拉米，然后到这个帕弗。
If you read this chapter, it's very clear that they went from Seleucia to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they then went to Paphos.
所以这些地方我们读只是这么样读过去，到底这些地方在哪里呢？
And as we read the Bible, we simply gloss over these things. But where exactly are these places?
而且如果你继续读下去呢，你会发现到保罗不但到那边去，保罗还到了这个安提柯，然后到以哥念，然后到这个特比等等这些地方。这些道是什么地方呢？
And as you continue to read, you'll find that Paul had not just gone to Antioch, he had gone to Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. Where exactly are these places?
所以你必须要打开这个地图看一看。
So it is necessary that we look at a map.
你会发现以前传福音的时候呢，通常都是在这个小湖，就是加利利海，那么这个是死海。他们就在这个耶路撒冷在这里，毕竟他们就在这边传扬福音。但是现在呢，他们来到北边的安提阿。
And so we see at the start that most of the work of the gospel was being done in the south where Jerusalem was, but now we see that the gospel is going north.
所以现在呢，他们从安提阿呢，在这里，这边看不到我的箭头这个安提阿，然后他们坐船到塞浦路斯。那么这个撒拉米就在这一边，那么帕弗就在岸的另外一边。
And so we see in this chapter that they started out from Antioch, and then from Antioch or Seleucia, they sailed over to Cyprus, and they stopped off at the port of Salamis, and Paphos is on the other side of the island.
那么他们会继续往上面，去到以哥念，那边还有一个安提阿，这个就是 保罗的第一次宣教的行程。
As we continue to read, you will see that from Paphos they went up to Perga, and then Antioch and Pisidia up there, and this was Paul's first missionary.
所以弟兄姐妹，一个教会呢，如果没有差派劝教士出去传扬主的福音呢，那个教会还不是一个成熟的教会。
So brothers and sisters, a church that has not sent its missionaries up is a church that has not been fully established.
就好像当一个人他说成功，如果他没有第二代呢，他不叫成功。
It's like a man who says he is successful but has no second generation, he is not really successful.
传福音呢，你必须要传给一个人，当到他能够再传福音下去的时候，你才看到他这个成功。
As we spread the gospel, we need to see others who we've spread the gospel to spread on their own. Only then can we see the success.
有些人问为什么我常常到国外去这个讲课。
Some people ask me why do I always travel overseas to teach.
如果我去的话，就代表你们很成熟。
Because if I go, it means that you are very mature.
你们有宣教士出去传道。
It means you have sent missionaries.
但是他不要孤独的在外面传道，你要常常为着他来祷告，愿圣灵与他同在。你们的祷告就使到他有力量。
Yet it is not alone that a missionary goes. He needs to be supported by prayer.
所以趁机告诉你，下个星期我会到美国去，然后到哈尔滨去。
So it's my chance to now tell you that next week I will be in the U.S. and then after that I will go to Harbin.
我这一次感谢主能够带领我太太跟我一起去。
And I'm thankful to God that this time round I can bring my wife along.
她很高兴能够查一下那边的天气。
And she's very happy and she's checking on the weather over there.
她说零下三度，哎呀，这个一定是最低点。
She said, "Oh wow, it's going to be very cold."
零下三度。
Oh, -3, in fact.
原来零下三度是最高点，天气晚上是零下16度。
In fact, that is the highest of the range. At night, it can be -16.
所以我们不知道怎么样在那边是怎么样情况，我们不知道，回来的时候就知道了。
So we're not sure what to expect, but I suppose we'll know when we get there.
好，所以我们就看到这个福音开始传开了，而且传到你看到这些地方都是外邦人的地方。
And so we see the spread of the gospel, and these places that Paul is visiting are Gentile places.
所以我们的第一点就是这个宣教士的差派。
So our first point is that the missionaries were commissioned.
第二呢，就是宣教士受到挑战。
The second point is that the missionaries were challenged.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他说经过全岛直到帕弗，在那里遇见一个法术假充先知的犹太人，名叫巴耶稣。第七节，这人常和邦国士求保罗同在，是求保罗是个通达人，请了巴拉巴和扫罗来要听他们的道，只是那行法术的以吕马抵挡使徒，叫邦国不信真道。扫罗又名保罗，将被圣灵充满，定睛看他说：“你这充满各样诡诈、邪恶、魔鬼的儿子，众善的仇敌，你混乱主的正道还不止住吗？现在主的手加在你身上，你要瞎眼，暂且不见光日光，他的眼睛就立刻昏暗黑，昏蒙黑暗，四下求人拉住他，领他。”
Verse 6, when they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar Jesus. He was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence, who summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the magician, for that is the meaning of his name, opposed them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said,You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and unable to see the sun for a time. Immediately mist and darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking people to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord.
So in 这里呢，邦国是什么意思呢？
Over here, who is the proconsul?
就是指总督governor 的意思。
It means that he is the governor.
那么塞浦路斯就是这个小岛。
Cyprus is that island in the middle of the Mediterranean.
为什么他们先到塞浦路斯呢？
Why did they first visit Cyprus?
你要知道一件事情呢，你知道巴拿巴是从哪里来的吗？
Do you know where Barnabas is from?
原来那个就是巴拿巴的家乡。
Cyprus is Barnabas' home.
所以他们传教的时候先回到那个塞浦路斯，然后从那边出发去别的地方传教。
And so in spreading the gospel, they went first to Barnabas' hometown before they went on to other places.
在第六节你看到他有一节圣经特别清楚，他说他经过全岛，他到整个小岛去做传福音。
We see verse 6 that it says that when they had gone through the whole island.
所以你看到他们到这个传教的时候呢，把整个地方都传满了。
And so we see that as they are witnessing and spreading the gospel, they went to every part.
然后到了帕佛。
And finally, they arrived at Paphos.
那在帕佛的时候呢，那个 governor 那个总督很想听到，但是总督旁边有一个 sorcerer， 其实那个是 magician， 不是我们今天的那个魔术师，他是行法术的。
And finally, when they got to Paphos, there was a governor who wanted to hear what they had to say. But next to him was a man, a sorcerer or a magician by the name of Bar Jesus.
所以他一直阻止这个总督来听神的话。
And he continually opposed preaching of the gospel to the governor.
所以他阻止不要让这个总督信主。
He opposed them because he didn't want the proconsul to believe in Christ.
神的话又受到阻挡。
God's word faced opposition.
这次呢是这个撒旦利用他的这个假先知来阻挡神的话。
This time, Satan was using a false prophet to stand against God's word.
所以保罗就定睛看他，然后告诉他说：“你这个魔鬼的儿子，众善的仇敌，你混乱主的正道还不止住吗？”
And so Paul looked at him intently and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord?"
然后这个保罗就在那边显了一个神迹，使他瞎眼。
And so Paul right there and then did a miracle and made him blind.
通常保罗行神迹是使人看眼的，他这是使他瞎眼。
Most of the time when Paul does a miracle, it is to open people's eyes. This time though, he had made him blind.
暂时是瞎一段时间，然后才会好。
But it was a temporary blindness.
那么他这个总督看到他瞎了之后呢，就知道哇，原来神的道是真的。
And when the proconsul had seen what had happened, he realized that indeed the word of God is true.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要思想一件事情，就是说，我们看到我们在哪里传扬神的道，这个撒旦也在哪里攻击神的道。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand one thing: wherever it is that we spread the gospel to, there we will face Satan's opposition.
我们基督徒的生命呢，其实是一个征战的生命。
Our Christian life is in fact, a warfare.
我们常常必须要准备自己打这场胜仗。
And we must constantly be in preparation to fight this war.
从圣经来讲，我们常常以我们自己的肉体征战。
The Bible tells us that we always are warring against our own flesh.
如果你读罗马书的话，你就知道我们保罗常常以跟他的肉体要征战，他要做的他做不到，他就要胜过，然后他要攻克己身 ，discipline 或者 buffet my body， 就是为了要来荣耀神。
If you read Romans, you would see that Paul constantly talks about fighting with his own flesh and how he constantly buffets his own body.
那么不但是为跟我们的肉体征战，我们还要以世界征战。
We not just war against our flesh, but we war against the world.
圣经里面告诉我们不要爱世界和世界的事。
The Bible tells us that we should not love the world or its issues.
我们不要跟着世界的潮流走。
We should not walk according to the world.
我们要分别为圣。
We need to be separate.
为了主的缘故，我们要圣洁。
And because of the Lord, we should be holy.
所以我们常常有这个 tension， 这个张力，一定要打，要跟世界，不要跟世界。所以我们常常在这种事情上面打仗。
And there is a constant tension between the spirit and the world in our lives.
那么最后呢，我们也常常跟撒旦、魔鬼不断的征战。
Thirdly, we also war against the devil.
这个征战是真的。
And this war is for real.
所以在这边保罗，我们看到保罗以这个保罗传讲福音的时候，撒旦魔鬼就阻止他。
Over here we see that as Paul is spreading the gospel, the Satan stands against him.
所以呢，我们发现呢，我们就常常以这个撒旦来攻征战。
And so we see that We are constantly in battle with the devil.
所以这个属灵的征战是真实的。
This spiritual warfare is real.
我们常常与这个魔鬼不断的征战。
We are constantly fighting with the devil.
所以如果你记得主耶稣出来传福音的时候，他第一就遇到魔鬼的试探。
And so as you remember, when Jesus first started his earthly ministry, he was very quickly opposed by the devil.
他来的时候呢，魔鬼就试探他，要使他失败。
And the devil came to him and tempted him to make him fail.
不但主耶稣遇到撒旦的攻击，这个主的天使长也遇到这个撒旦的攻击。
And it wasn't just Jesus who faced Satan's assault, it was also God's archangel.
所以在这边我们发现，在如果但以理书，你会发现到利百加呢要去告诉但以理呢，那么他们在征战的时候被魔鬼挡住他的路21天，后来有这个迈克的那个另外一个天使长来帮助他，他才能够打胜。
If you remember in the book of Daniel, the angel, the archangel Gabriel was going to Daniel, but he was opposed by the devil for 21 days. Finally, it was the archangel Michael, who was one of the chief princes who came to help.
所以你会发现，这个撒旦的能力很大，这个利百加还不够，还要加上这个 Michael 这个来帮助他。
So we see that the power of the devil is so strong that even the archangel Gabriel needed the help of Michael.
所以这个撒旦是实在的。
And he is indeed powerful.
在帖撒罗尼迦保罗去传道的时候，他也是这么讲。他说：“我有意识到帖撒罗尼迦去，但是我们却被撒旦阻挡了。”
We see in 1 Thessalonians that Paul says, "I Paul again and again, but Satan hindered us."
所以他要去，但是撒旦不断的阻挡他。
And so he wanted to be there, but Satan stopped him.
那么同时呢，在这个启示录里面，我们看见撒旦也攻击信徒。
In fact, even in the book of Revelations, we see how Satan assaults the believers.
但是有些时候呢，他得逞，就是他能够成功的杀死了一些信徒，但是其他的人还是坚持的持守着的道。
And even if there are times where he seems to have succeeded, others have stood firm.
所以呢，我们要很清楚，实实在在的，今天呢，我们基督徒呢，我们看看。我们真的是面对撒旦魔鬼的攻击。
And so we need to be clear that in reality, every day of the life of a Christian is in warfare with the devil.
所以彼得前书5:8他说：“你们都要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同号叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吃的人。”
1 Peter 5:8 tells us, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour."
今天我们看基督徒的生活。
Today, as we look at the lives of Christians,
我们一天过一天。
We go about our days.
我们的生活就好像很平常。
And it seems like our days are very mundane.
我们活到好像不知道有魔鬼的存在。
Almost like we live without the knowledge that there is the existence of the devil.
其实撒旦魔鬼攻击我们实在是真的。
But the assaults of Satan and his demons are real.
问题是我们基督徒根本不知道他，也不在意他，所以这个就是我们的弱点。
The problem is Christians do not even acknowledge his presence, and that is our weakness.
所以圣经有告诉我们，这个魔鬼撒旦呢，不断的阻止，不断的抵挡，甚至不断的来 deceive， 来欺骗我们。
And the Bible is clear that that Satan and the demons are constantly trying to deceive people.
所以在这边我们就必须要提醒大家，必须要做一个基督的精兵，必须要做一个 good Christian soldier.
And so we need to remind ourselves at this point that we all need to be good Christian soldiers.
那么这个撒旦呢，其实他有很多名字在圣经里面。
Actually, Satan has many different names in the Bible.
他有时候叫做这个瘦高，这个遮烟越贵的基路伯。
He is sometimes called the Anointed Cherub.
那么有时候他也是叫做别西卡，这个鬼王。
He's also known as the Ruler of Demons.
那么有时候他被称为世界的王。
He's sometimes called the Ruler of this world.
甚至他被是世界的神。
The God of this world even.
那么有时候他也被称为是什么呢？是空中掌权者的首领。
He's also known as the Prince of the Power of the Air.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，这个整个世界都握在那个恶者的手中，就是撒旦。
And the Bible is clear that this entire world is in the hands of the devil.
所以圣经告诉我们必须 要提醒自己是什么呢？我们所征战的对象呢，我们并不是以属血气的征战，是以那些以执政者掌权的管辖这幽暗世界的以及空中属灵的恶魔征战。
The Bible reminds us in Ephesians 6, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
所以这个撒旦到底是谁呢？
So who is Satan?
其实撒旦就是天使长的一个。
Actually, Satan is one of the angels.
在这个以赛亚书称他为明亮之星。
He is in fact known in the
morning star.
Described in Isaiah as the morning star.
所以我们发现这个天使长的背叛了神。
And we see that this chief angel had gone against God.
启示录那边给我们看见，他带着三分之一的天使来一起背叛神。
We see in Revelations that he had swept away a third of the angels.
所以今天我们讲到鬼啊、魔、鬼魔之类的，就是其实是天使之中的一种。
And so when we talk about demons today, it is a type of angel.
所以我们知道，但是这个他开始抵挡神之后呢，他就不断的阻止神的工作。
And as they started to oppose God, they continued to stand against His will.
所以这个撒旦这个字就是抵挡的意思 ，oppose 或者是 adversary.
And so the word Satan is also, the meaning of the word is adversary.
所以他不但是天使，而且是天使长。
He is not just an angel; he is in fact the chief of angels.
他的能力非常的大。
And so he is great and
So
we cannot take this enemy lightly.
很多时候呢，我们不知道敌人怎么攻击我们。
Very often we do not know how an enemy attacks us.
很多时候我们以为撒旦攻击我们的时候，总是讲到有魔鬼啊，有鬼啊。很多时候我们要讲超自然的事情。
And whenever we are attacked or we talk about the assaults of Satan, we talk about supernatural things like demons and ghosts, things that are supernatural.
以前我有一个同事。
I had a colleague once.
他有一次告诉我，我们今晚要去这个地方，你不要跟我一起去。
And he would say, oh, hey, we're going to this place tonight. Would you like to come with us?
我说你们去哪里？
And I asked him, where are you going?
我们去这个很暗很黑的那个坟墓里面呢，我们要去那边有一个小鬼。
And he says, oh, we're going to a cemetery where there is a small baby ghost.
为什么呢？他说这个是从泰国来的，这个很有用的，哇，他能够。我们要去拜他，然后养他，然后呢，他能够替我们做很多事情。
And he says that this comes from Thailand, and we are going there to worship him and to ask for things because he's very powerful.
然后他说他很害怕。
And he says he's very scared.
我就问他，他既然是鬼，你还要拜他
？And so I asked him, if he's a ghost, then why are you worshiping him?
人就是这样。
People are like that.
他的头脑没有想清楚，既然你要拜，既然是拜一个鬼。
And he wasn't clear in his thinking, and if he was going to worship something, he in fact went to worship a ghost.
但是今天魔鬼攻击我们，很多时候不是用超自然。
But today the assaults of the devil is often not supernatural.
而且他们是用这个 deception, 用这个欺骗的手段。
In fact, deception is one of his main tools.
所以他常常来引诱我们，来使我们跌倒。
And so he is constantly coming to us to tempt us so that we will fall.
圣经里面常常给我们提到有撒旦的问题。
And so the Bible tells us all the time about the problem of the devil.
所以很多人讲到魔鬼，这个讲到鬼，讲到这些的时候，都感觉到有一种害怕。
And so when people talk about ghosts or demons, we are fearful.
你们怕不怕鬼啊？
Are you afraid of ghosts?
你们怕不怕鬼？真的不怕。
No?
我们去找一个这个坟墓，我们一起去散步，好不好
？Are you sure? Shall we find a cemetery and we can walk through it?
很多人到黑暗的地方，到一个没有人到的地方，遇到阴森的地方，很恐怖的地方，就开始害怕。
A lot of people who go to a deserted place or a very dark place will get scared.
但是圣经里面主耶稣告诉我们，那能够杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
The Bible tells us, do not fear those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱的人，正要怕他。
Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
谁能够灭身体跟灵魂呢？
Who can destroy both soul and body?
请问是谁啊？
Who is it?
神。
God.
只有神。所以他说你要怕魔鬼，你应该怕神不怕魔鬼。所以要抵挡魔鬼这种 要胜过那个怕，是你要怕神更多，你就不怕魔鬼。
So he's saying, if you're going to fear someone, why would you fear the demon? Fear God.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，我们有神的保护呢，我们完全不怕魔鬼。
So brothers and sisters, we need to understand that when we have the protection of God, we have no need to fear the devil.
圣经在约翰一书五章十八节讲得很清楚，他说，我们知道。从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也无法害他。
1 John 5:18 tells us, we know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him.
啊，你有没有听清楚英文圣经讲什么？ The evil one does not touch, 连碰他都不可以。
You see that it's very clear that even the evil one does not even touch him.
我们基督徒呢，不怕魔鬼，为什么连魔鬼都不敢碰我们？
Christians are not fearful of the devil because even demons don't dare to touch us.
我们在以前有一个教会。
We were in a previous church.
有一个弟兄呢，他就是很喜欢对这种事情很有兴趣。
And we had a brother who was very interested in these supernatural.
然后他就开始讲。
And so he started to say.
他说他有一次呢，他在他的家那边油漆。
He said that once he was painting his house.
那么有一些这个庙宇的这些这个毡童在那边跳跳跳，要跳过他家门口。
And there was from the temple people who were being mediums were being possessed.
那么他在那边跳呢，他家那边有些的奉祀的民啊，不可以跳过去，他就跳跳不过去。
And as he was painting, he was in name of the Lord, he would prevent the guy from moving, and he said that the guy could not move advance further.
那个在那边一直跳跳，他一直跳不过去，不懂模式。那些有些人有经验，他说啊，请问这边有没有基督徒？笑一下，给我走过去。
And apparently he jumped, and he could not continue in his path. And people who would have any sort of experience would maybe then ask, is there any Christians in our midst? Please let him pass first.
啊，所以这个弟兄说，哎呀，玩够了，不玩了，走了。
And so this brother said, oh, I had my fun, I don't want to do this anymore. So he left.
请你不要学他嘛。
Please do not follow him.
这些东西有时候我们在使徒行传后面还没讲到有关赶鬼啊等等，我会一一跟大家讲，从圣经不同，从旧约讲到新约，圣经怎么样看这些事情。
I will take you through the book of Revelations, where a lot of it talks about getting rid of spirits and also throughout the Bible.
我们讲的是使徒行传。
But today we're looking at Acts.
使徒行传里面也有很多这样的例子，特别是保罗赶鬼的时候。
There are also many stories of Paul getting rid of demons or spirits.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是基督徒呢，有神在我们保护我们呢，魔鬼碰都不可以碰我们。
So brothers and sisters, as Christians, even the devil will not even touch us.
你说不是啊，约伯，你看到记得吗？约伯这个魔鬼不但使他家人死了，而且他的财产失去了，而且他自己也生病了。
But then you say, what about Job? Job was laid low by the devil. He was his relatives were killed. He had lost everything.
或许我们看一看约伯记，请大家打开约伯记看一看。
Let's take a look at Job. Turn your Bibles, the book of Job.
我们打开约伯记，我们要看第一章。
Let us take a look at Job chapter 1.
我们要从第九节看起。
We are looking at verse 9 onwards.
圣经约伯记里面讲记载到这个人，主看这个约伯，他看他是一个义人。
The Bible tells us that God looked upon Job and saw that he was a righteous man.
那么他就跟撒旦讲，你没有看到我这边有一个义人，他这个约伯真的是好。
And he says to Satan, do you see this man who is righteous?
那么他在第八节那里他说，这个人没有人像他正直敬畏神，远离恶事。
And we see in verse 8 that he says, have you considered my servant Job that there is none like him on earth?
所以第九节我们看一看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9 then.
那么撒旦回答他说，约伯敬畏神，岂是无故的？哪里没有理由？你岂不是四面围着篱笆，维护他和他的家，并且他所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他要当面弃掉你。
The devil replies, Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house?And all that he has on every side, you have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face.
啊，所以在这边保这个约伯受苦呢，下半说其他约伯为什么会敬畏你？你保护他，所以他敬畏你。你不保护他，我看他怎么敬畏你。
So we see here that Satan is saying to God that the only reason God, Job fears you is because you have blessed him. If you take that all away, let me see whether he will continue to worship you.
啊，我读这段圣经，我就感觉到安慰。
And when I read this, I am somewhat reassured.
因为为什么呢？原来神不但保护那个人，他也保护他的家人，他也保护他的财产。
Because not only does God protect that one person, He also protects his family and He protects all that He owns.
撒旦不但不可以碰我，他也不可以碰我的家人，也不可以碰我的产业。
Satan cannot only not touch me, he cannot touch my family, he cannot touch my possessions.
如果神不允许，他一样东西都不可以碰我的。
And if God does not allow, he cannot touch a single thing.
如果你明白这个道理，而且你对神有信心，你就完全不怕魔鬼。
And if you understand this, and if you trust and have faith in God, then you will not fear the devil at all.
这约伯为什么会遭遇这件事情呢？因为神要让约伯受训练，然后使他的信心坚强。
Why did God put Job through this?Because God wanted Job to be refined so that his faith will be even stronger.
所以第十二节，耶和华对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你的手里，只是不可伸手加害于他。”
We see in verse 12 that the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand."
所以神说：“你可以碰他，只是不可以碰他的命。”所以你看，魔鬼要怎么样做呢？完全要神点头，不然他不能做。
And so we see God saying, you can touch him, but do not take his life. And we see that the Satan cannot do anything without the authority of God.
所以我们基督徒呢，不怕魔鬼。
And so as Christians, we do not fear.
所以为什么呢？还有一个理由在这里呢？约翰一书四章四节，他说，岂不知道在您里面的比在世界的更大？
1 John 4:4 tells us, little children, you are...from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
所以那个弟兄当中有其他的，我看我这么伟大，其实不是，是因为在我里面的比他大，所以他才不敢跳过去。
And so the brother who was painting his house was probably thinking that he's so great, but the truth is he who is in us is what is great.
所以你要知道，魔鬼看到你他怕，不是因为你是怕你。
And so when demons look at you and are fearful of you, it's not because of you, but it's because God is within you.
所以看你有没有这个信心。
Do you have that faith?
以前我在当兵的时候，
when I was doing my national service,
有一次呢，我就叫我的那个士兵去巡逻整个这个营。
And there was once I told my subordinates to prowl the entire camp.
有一次呢。他们在走到一半的时候呢，哇，到三更半夜，大概两点多，很整个脸青的跑回来，我看着他，哇，好像遇到鬼，好像真的是遇到鬼。
And as they were doing this patrolling, in the middle of the night, they ran back and their faces were green as though they had seen a ghost.
我说发生什么事情
？I asked them what had happened.
我看到有影子飞过。
And they said, I saw a shadow move past.
哇，吓到他们怕了，我说不可以，回去继续做你的工作。
And they were so scared, but I said, no, go back and do your work.
我说是不可以去，要是你自己去。
And they said, I'm not going. If you want to go, you go yourself.
哎呀，糟糕了，怎么办？现在如果我不去，他们也不去了。
So I was like, oh no, now if they don't go, I have to.
像被逼无奈，我说主啊，求你与我同在。
And so being forced to do this, I prayed to God and said, please God be with me.
好，你们两个坐在这里，我一个人走整个军队。
And I said, fine, the two of you sit down and I will go on my own.
哇，那边是真的没有人，只有我一个。
And indeed it was just me.
因为就在森林里面走了一圈回来了。我说我已经回来了，没事，你去走。
And I went through the forested area and I came back and I told them, there's nothing wrong, go do your work.
那所以当我走的时候呢，他看到我，他怕我比我还怕他。
And as I was walking, if there were demons, they would be more afraid of me than I then.
因为在我里面的比他们在外面更大。
Because whatever is in me is far greater than he who's of the world.
你有没有这个信心？
Do you have that faith?
你相信神的话吗？
Do you believe in God's word?
我们得胜在于我们的信心。
That our ability to overcome is because of our faith.
因为主说有信心的必然能得胜。
And because God says,
我们得胜不是靠我们信心，是因为主已经说了，我们必须这样相信，我们就能够得胜。
It's because that God has already done what His work is accomplished, and that's why we can overcome.
所以圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，哥林这个哥雅各书四章七节，他说你们必须要顺服神， 抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就会离开你们逃跑。
James 4:7 tells us, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
彼得前书五章九节他说要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
1 Peter 5:9 tells us to resist him firm in your faith.
我们信心不是相信我的信心，是相信神的话。
Our faith is not that we believe in ourselves, but we believe in God's word.
你要清楚看见圣经有没有这样讲，圣经有这样讲，我就凭着圣经所讲的去。
And you need to be clear, does the Bible say this? And if it does, then we need to trust in it and go.
所以这个不是我们自己的能力，是因为神的话。所以今天有多人说，你们的教会整天讲神的话。我说，除了神的话，我还有什么话讲？除了神的话，神的话安定在天，神的话一点一点话都不能背弃。没有神的话，我就不知道应该怎么做。
And it is not in our own strength that we trust, but we trust in God. And some people say, oh, your church talks about God's word all the time. But I tell them, apart from God's word, what else do we have?
所以我们能够得胜是因为我们相信神的话。
And we can overcome all of this because we believe in God's word.
请问当主耶稣出来传道的时候，你会发现主就受到试探，对不对？
And you will see that when Jesus first came up to do his ministry, he was faced with challenge by the
devil. 主耶稣被魔鬼挑战的时候，他怎么胜过魔鬼？
And when he was tempted by the devil, how did he overcome?
如果你看马太福音第四章的时候，他就有提到。
And you will see this in Matthew chapter 4.
当魔鬼来试探主耶稣的时候，他说：“如果你是神的儿子，把石头变成食物。”
He said in Matthew chapter 4, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread."
主耶稣怎么抵挡他？
How did God respond to him? How did Jesus respond to him?
主耶稣回答说，经上记着说。
Jesus responded, it is written.
人活着不单靠食物。
Man shall not live by bread.
乃是靠口里，神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that comes out from the mouth of God.
所以主耶稣抵挡魔鬼说，你有没有搞错？我要听神的话，多不听你的话。
And Jesus stood against Satan by saying, are you serious? I would rather listen to God's word than listen to your word.
这个是第一个挑战。
And that's the first point.
第二个挑战，那魔鬼又来，他把他带到这个殿顶上面，圣殿的上面，叫他跳下去。
The second test was when the devil took Jesus up to the top of a temple and asked him to throw himself down.
如果你是神的儿子，神会定借着你不让你的脚碰到石头。
And he said to Jesus, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written.
那么主耶稣怎么样回答？怎么样来胜过这个试探
？How did Jesus respond to him?
他说：“经上记着说。”
Jesus said, "Again, it is written."
第三次魔鬼又来试探他说：“你来拜我，让我把所有的东西给你。”
The third time, the devil came to Jesus and said, "If you worship me, I will give you all these kingdoms."
主耶稣怎么样胜过这个试探
？How did Jesus overcome this temptation?
经上记着说。
For it is written.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣怎么样胜过魔鬼？
So brothers and sisters, how did Jesus overcome the devil?
主耶稣胜过魔鬼是靠着顺服神。
Jesus overcame the devil by submitting to God.
所以我们要胜过魔鬼，其中呢，经上记着说，只要你按照经上记着说，你就胜过魔鬼。
So if you want to overcome the devil, you have to remember, for it is written, submit yourselves to God.
所以如果你到不同的地方遇到什么困难，这个问题来的时候，经上记着说，站到经上，按照经上所做的去做，你就胜过。
And so wherever you go and you're faced with trouble, think what was written, and if you remember it, do what was written.
所以主耶稣怎么胜过魔鬼是靠着施行神的话。
And so how did Jesus overcome the devil? It was because he submitted to God's word.
当我们讲到要胜过魔鬼的时候，特别是讲到以弗所书，很多地方说，哎，以弗所书讲到你要用这些武器，你就能够胜过魔鬼了。
So as we're talking about overcoming the devil, we are always reminded of Ephesians that talks about all these things that we can use to overcome the devil.
所以这边在圣经里面讲到最多对付魔鬼的经文呢，就是记载在以弗所书第六章。
And in the Bible, the place which talks most about how we can overcome the devil is found in the book of
请你打开以弗所书第六章看。
Please turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6.
那以弗所书第六章，我们稍微看一看我们先从第十节读起。
We'll look at chapter 6 from verse 10 onwards.
那么第十节我们会读到第十八节。
We'll be reading to verse 18.
以弗所书第 六章第十节说，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。然后呢，第十一节说，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就是能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为并不是属血气的，你们不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那执政的、掌权的、管辖黑暗世界的，以及空中属血属灵气的恶魔征战。所以第十三节，要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子可以抵挡仇敌。怎么样做呢？并且在成就一切人还能够站得住。第十四节说，所以要站得稳，用什么呢？真理当作束腰，当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜，用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外呢，要拿作新的当作准牌，然后要灭尽那个恶者一切的火箭。第十七节，并要戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并且以此警醒不倦。我们知道这里
Ephesians 6 verse 10 says, Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, authorities, cosmic powers, over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. So it tells us over here, what is it that we use to overcome the devil?
就是束腰的真理,
the belt of truth,
遮胸的公义,
the breastplate of righteousness,
平安的福音,
the gospel of peace,
信心的盾牌,
the shield of faith,
救恩的头盔,
the helmet of salvation,
圣灵的宝剑,
the sword of the spirit,
信徒的祷告,
and prayers of the saints.
你有没有注意到这边讲的都是什么东西?
Do you realize what all this refers to?
他讲的是真理。
Talks about truth.
讲的是公义,
talks about righteousness.
讲的是福音,
about the gospel.
讲的是信心,
and faith.
讲的是这个救恩,
salvation.
讲的是神的话,
God's word.
讲的是祷告,
and prayer.
你用什么来胜过?
What do you use to overcome?
以前小时候呢, 妈妈不在的时候呢, 几个孩子就坐在一起, 然后筑起这个, 用薄枕筑起
When I was young and my mother was at home, we would all gather together and
用抱枕用枕头跟他叠起，好像一个
create a pillow fortress.
所以在那边看有没有敌人来
and see if there were enemies.
基督徒也是一样，哇要赶鬼了，哇带全部圣经拿圣经拿手榴弹丢他。
And Christians are the same. We gather all our Bibles and ready to throw at the enemy.
好像把这个圣经丢过去，那个魔鬼就会跑掉。
As though when we throw a Bible across the room,
好像把它当成那个圣灵的宝剑或者圣灵的暗器丢过去，他就刺到死。
As though our Bibles were like a sword.
很多人讲到这个抵挡魔鬼的时候要讲到很刺激，圣经里面没有啊，他讲到真理、公义、福音、信心。救恩圣灵讲的都是这些东西，不是用武器。
A lot of times when we talk about overcoming Satan, we talk about some stuff that's really exciting and supernatural, but over here it tells us that we use truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, spirit and prayer.
很多人讲到这个以圣灵攻击的时候，特别灵恩运动。
And we talk about whenever there's a mention of assault from Satan, especially.
甚至有人讲到这个，他是云要赶鬼的时候呢，要用 strategic level warfare prayer， 意思说你要用极高的一种祷告方式来赶鬼。
And some people talk about even a strategic warfare type of prayer to to get the demons away.
他们要围绕这地方走七圈，祷告七次，然后就怎么样负责主的名把他这些东西呢？你看圣经里面讲最多抵挡魔鬼的时候讲什么东西
？And they talk about walking around a certain place to go against particular territories demons. But what does the Bible say?
我在神学里面就写了一篇文章讲有关。魔鬼的攻击怎么样抵挡魔鬼的 这些东西
and I've written a theological paper on how
但是圣经里面完全没有告诉我们要这样的打这种仗
but the Bible never tells us in anywhere that we need to have that kind of a war
你要打胜魔鬼呢你必须要有真理
if you are to overcome the devil you need the truth
你必须要有神的话
you need God's word
你必须要有公义的行为
need to have a righteous life.
你必须有福音让你有平安。
You need to have the gospel to give you peace.
你有信心让不要让火箭来打到你。
That you have faith.
有神的救恩你完全不用怕。
And if you have God's salvation, you have no need to fear.
完全没有一般人所讲的。
And none of the stuff that other people are talking about.
所以我们要知道怎么样胜过魔鬼呢？如果你相信圣经呢，你按照圣经去做，你就得胜。
So how do you overcome the devil? If you believe in the Bible and you go do according to the Bible, that is the way.
当然，我们还有很多，我们要下次再跟大家讲。
Of course, there are many other things that we can talk about.
不过我让大家知道，我们是可以胜过魔鬼的。
But I need to let you know that we can overcome the devil.
我们胜过魔鬼是完全依靠神的话。
And we do that with entirely by God's word.
我们看过很多次，也试过很多次，都是这样。
Seen it many times, and it's always the case.
所以我们不怕，我们要依靠神的话来面对魔鬼，没有这种很多这种刺激，或者很多的这种这个电影里面那种这种场面没有的。
We trust God, we do according to His word, and there isn't all that excitement or that mystery that comes with films.
那么保罗呢？很简单，保罗他是使徒，他可以说。瞎眼他就瞎眼，我们不是使徒，我们不能做这件事情。
And what about Paul? Paul was an apostle. He had the power to say, "Be blind," and the man was blind.
特别你打开哥林多后书十二章，给我们看一看。
Please turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
保罗他能够做这件事情，因为他是神的使徒。
Paul could do these things because he was an apostle of God.
你看十二章十二节。
If you take a look at chapter 12, verse 12.
保罗在哥林多后书十二章十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12.
他说：“我在你们中间，我就是保罗，在你们中间用百般的忍耐，借着神的奇事异能，显出使徒的凭据来。”
Chapter 12, verse 12 tells us, "The signs of a true apostle were performed among you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works."
所以保罗能够做这些，他用显一个神迹叫你。瞎眼就瞎眼。
So Paul could do these miracles, and if he wanted you to be blind, then you would be blind.
所以，但是我们不是使徒，我们没有这个权柄。
But we are not apostles, and we don't have that power.
所以，当然这个是使徒行传，他在讲到使徒们做了什么事情。
And because this is the Acts, it talks about the Acts of the apostles.
这个保罗用这样呢，就胜过，然后拯救了这个，使到这个邦国，使到这个总部可以信。
And it was with this miracle that the Sergius Paulus came to believe.
让他能够相信耶稣基督，他就神的主权跟能力就彰显出来。
And it was in that miracle that we saw the manifestation of God's glory and sovereignty.
所以呢，我们保罗有这个权柄，我们没有这个权柄，我们不能够这样做。
So Paul has that power, not us.
但是我们呢，有圣灵与我们同在，在我们里面的比他在外面的还大。
But we have the spirit that is in us, and the spirit that is in us is greater than he who is of the world.
因为当我讲到自己的经验的时候，呼召出来做传道、做牧师的时候
，When I talk about my own experience, when I was called out to become a pastor,
我们读圣经，我们读神学，我们做了很多研究，又读希腊文，又读希伯来文。
And we had studied so much. We had studied the original languages as well of the Bible.
当人说牧师来。我这个同学一被鬼附着了，糟糕了，这是真的了。
And when someone tells me, come, come, pastor, I have a friend who is being possessed by the demon.
好，所以我们在上课的时候，赶快去上那一课课，怎么样的这个有关这个撒旦魔鬼这个赶鬼，怎么有事情去研究这个，然后我们准备好了，现在要去对付魔鬼了。
And so we hastily signed up for classes that talk about how you can defeat the devil. And once we were prepared, we were ready to go out and do that.
那么有时候呢，你要想。我到底信的是真还是假？因为现在我面对是真的是情人，如果他不死，我死了。
And so sometimes we need to think whether this is real or not. And if it's real, then I'm in big trouble.
那么有时候呢，有些弟兄姐妹生病死了。
There are times where brothers and sisters fall ill and pass away.
那么我们要去举行葬礼。
And we have to conduct the funeral.
就是通常都是这样。当他死的时候，他第一个电话就是打来。
And that's always the case. The first person that you call when a funeral happens is the pastor.
可以晚上十二点，可以早上四点。我们第一个就是要去，因为他的尸体还在那边，在那些殡仪馆的人还没有到，我们要先到。
And it can be in the day, it can be in the middle of the night, and the pastor needs to be there first, even before the people from the morgue come.
那么有时候我们去的时候，那些家人连那个房间都不敢去，全部公司你先走进去，我们在外面等你。
And there are times where when you arrive, even the family members don't even dare to go into the room, and they ask you to go into the room for them.
这样难道你进去的时候看一看，哎，你还在吗？走了没有？
And then you go in and you're looking around to see if the spirit is still around.
你对神的话信心有多少，你就敢在那边，你能够有能力做，是因为你信神的话才有办法做。
Where is your faith? If your faith is in God's word, then you can go in there and do what you need to do.
我们能够胜过这一些事情，我们能够胜过魔鬼，都是凭着我们对神的话语的了解，然后依靠神的话语，我们敢做。
Our ability to overcome any of that is based entirely on our belief in God's word.
我们必须回到我们的今天的经文。
And we need to come back to our passage.
今天的经文是讲到保罗、巴拿巴被差遣出去做宣教士。
Today's passage talked about how Paul and Barnabas have been sent by the Spirit to do the work of mission.
他宣教的时候有魔鬼来抵挡他的道。
And as he's spreading the gospel, the demons come and stand against him.
保罗依靠神的权柄，就使到这个刑法术的下落。
And Paul, in his authority, caused the magician to go blind.
然后直到他这个宣教能够得以胜利。
And as a result, the governor came to know the Lord.
所以呢，我们看到这个邦伯这个信仰主。
And we see that Sergius Paulus came to believe in the Lord.
为什么他能够信主呢？
How did he do that?
完全是依靠神的能力。
It was entirely because of God.
当然也是保罗相信神的结果。
And of course, it was also because Paul believed in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们要很清楚，今天呢，我们能够胜过魔鬼的原因是什么？
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand how it is that today we can overcome.
我们能够胜过魔鬼是因着羔羊的血。
It is because of the blood of the Lamb.
而且呢，是凭着他的道。
And it is by His word.
所以今天很多人是不知道讲过，你们教会讲很多道，引用很多圣经。弟兄姐妹，我如果不引用圣经，我不知道怎么样处理。
So people, when they say, oh, your church talks all about the word, the word, the word. Brothers and sisters, without the word, I would not know how to deal with this.
所以我们能够胜过魔鬼呢，我们因为神的话叫我们这样做，我们这样去做，我们就能够得胜。
And if we are faced with these kinds of assaults by the devil, we follow what the Bible tells us to do and we will succeed.
主耶稣得胜的原因是因为他顺服神的话。
Jesus was submitting to the will of God, and that's how he overcame.
这个以弗所书告诉我们，准备怎么样抵挡魔鬼，也是依靠神的话，依靠他的救恩，依靠公义的行为，依靠神的这个圣灵的宝剑等等。
Ephesians also tells us that we need to use God's word, we need to pray, we need to live a righteous life in order to overcome the assault from the devil.
当然我们还可以讲很多，但是这个是以后的事。
And there are many things we can talk about in the future.
那么我们知道，圣经很清楚告诉我们。在罗马书第八章三十七节，他说：“我们已经得胜有余了，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权，你可以注意到吗？不管是天使还是掌权，都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝。”
Romans 8:37 tells us that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以我们要强调是，你看到那个 angels 跟 rulers 是吗？是不管的是天使和掌权的，你是魔鬼也不用办法把我从神的手里拿走。
And we look at the words, nor angels, nor rulers, and it doesn't matter, even if you're the devil, you will not be able to separate me from the love of my God.
所以我们能够完完全全在神里面得胜。
And so we can fully and surely trust in God.
我可以在这里讲很多故事给你听。
I can tell you many stories.
直到你自己面对的时候，我才知道你是真的信还是假的信。
But when you are faced with it yourself, will I know that?Your faith is real or not?
所以当我们出去的时候，当我们遇到事情的时候，我们总是要记得神的话，如何胜过魔鬼呢？你懂不懂你的圣经？因为我可以跟你肯定一件事情，魔鬼懂你的圣经多过你。
And when you go out and you're faced with issues, will you be able to use God's word and trust in it? Because I'll tell you what, the devil knows the Bible better than you.
你记得吗？在第二个试探的时候，魔鬼用神的话来试探主耶稣。如果你对神的话解经不清楚，你就上当。
If you remember in the second testing that the devil did with Jesus, he used the word of God. And if you're not clear about the word of God, then you will be deceived.
如果我们完全知道神的话，我们必得胜。
And if you know God's word well and fully, then you will be able to overcome.
所以我们是一个有福的人，因为有主与我们同在。
We are people that is greatly blessed because God is with us.
让我们来唱一首诗歌来回应我们唱我们的圣诗二十首。
Let us sing a hymn in response to the message today.